A reading
from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 43 to 45. The people were still marveling at everything Jesus was doing when he said to his disciples, "Don't forget what I am about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be handed over to the power of human beings." But the disciples did not know what this meant. It had been hidden from them so that they could not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about the matter. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here in New Zealand, we are gradually emerging from a rather cold and dark winter into the season of a promising and hopefully bright, warm spring. The seasons are rather a special time in our lives, as we can't help but notice how God speaks to us through them. Often, it seems to me, the outward seasons of nature are a reflection of the inner seasons of the heart. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus speak about his imminent death. He reminds us he is about to be handed over. All three synoptic writers give us the story placed immediately after Jesus had healed a young boy with an evil spirit. Perhaps Jesus was aware that evil spirits were trying to take over his life because he tells us that he will be handed over to the power of humans and put to death. Handed over? Imagine the pain and the grief of those women and men who had been following Jesus hearing these words. They have followed Jesus, expecting him to be the one they are waiting. Surely this is a dark season in the life of Jesus, made darker because his followers do not understand what he is talking about, and they are afraid to ask him. Could it be they are in denial? This is too painful. Jesus being handed over? Handed over to what? We know how we feel when we hand ourselves over to another, to a specialist who has a diagnosis for us, an operating team when surgery is required. Actually, we hand ourselves over constantly when awaiting a decision. So does their fear come from some deep inner knowing which their faith is not prepared to accept just yet? It is interesting to note that this part of the gospel, when Jesus tells his disciples of his coming death, is followed by these same disciples asking Jesus which one of them is the greatest. Seems unbelievable, doesn't it, when Jesus is talking about such sacred matters? Yet, look at our world today. How unbelievable are the priorities of greatness, success, amassing of wealth and weapons, achievement at any price. What a misunderstanding. What a season of darkness, which only those with enlightened eyes can possibly see. Do we too get lured into experiencing false seasons of life? If darkness is not open and receptive to new life, to spring, the doorway to God's grace will remain shut. Jesus was wanting to tell his disciples that his death was to be the harbinger of spring, of resurrected life. Still, they were not ready, and so they did not understand. What about us? Are we open and ready for the new seasons in our lives? The warmth of summer that follows spring only comes from surrender to the previous season of autumn, of letting go of our own agenda to be available for God's call. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it will remain a single grain. Jesus faced the reality of his season of death. Remember what we heard in the Gospel. Don't forget what I am about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be handed over to the power of human beings. It is in our vulnerability, our brokenness, our transitions, our dying, that we will enter into the season of new life. Through pain and suffering, loss and grief, we can learn to surrender to our final season of death and resurrection. Yes, we are called with Jesus to walk through the open door to new life. Alleluia. Amen.